Hello again. This is part two of this Incendiary Shedcast, and as we started part one with Duke Special, we're going to start part two with Duke Special as well. And I would kind of imagine that we might start part three with Duke Special as well. But let's see what happens.
Knock.
This track is from the second of the three-piece box set called A Book Part of It. This is relating to Kurt Weill's unfinished...
Kurt Weill.
His unfinished musical version of Huckleberry Finn. And this is a song called Applejack. And if you can get this out of your head within a month, you're doing better than I can.
When the snake tempted Eve in the garden, she was drinking plain rain from a mug. And he said, "Lady Mom, I beg pardon. Would you try this here juice from my jug?" It was apple, apple, apple. It was apple, 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 Jack. Once you reach out for that poison, the devil's on your track. Now, she had no suspicion of reptiles, so she thanked him and took a small sip. It goes down so fine when you're thirsty. She hangs on and tips the jug up. It was apple, apple, apple. It was apple, apple, apple's Jack. Once you reach out for that poison, the devil's on your track. What is this sweet nectar you bring me? So sweet that I can't give it back. It's just nothing but apple, said Satan. It's just nothing but plain applejack. It was apple, apple, apple. It was apple, apple, applejack. Devil's on your track. Then this Eve run to Adam, a kitten, saying, "Please taste this drink without fear." And he answered, "Well, I'm not very thirsty, but I'll drink it because you're my dear." It was apple, apple, apple. It was apple, 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 Jack. Once you reach out for that poison,
I've got a mouthful of Wensleydale.
That's great, isn't it? That's lovely. I mean, both Wensleydale and the Kurt Weill interpretation by the Duke Special is something special, isn't it?
It's wonderful. That's my favourite of the three releases.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant.
But you'll have to put something on because I
know, I owe my mouthful too. Right, we're going to...
I'll pop them something.
We're going to listen to Coco and Rosie, the new album. I had rather a strange day out with him. And that they wouldn't let me into the lift and they were wearing beards. And I didn't see a human for the first 20 minutes of the pre-interview time. But that's a whole other story.
You can read about it on www.inmusic.nl.
That's true. You can do that. But first of all, we'll listen to a song called Hopscotch.
I got a hopscotch, dear chap, ready to jump. I got a hopscotch, dear chap, ready to jump. I got a hopscotch, dear chap, ready to jump.
Sign to you.
The album's out May, I think. As usual with the ladies in question, they have an appropriate set of costumes to go with. This time, they're, according to Bianca, they're being gnomes and dead people. So I think they've done the dead thing before with the last album, when they were being the bloody twins. But now they're gnomes, and you'll see the front cover has them wearing beards and some sort of elfin costume or hood over the thing. Very sort of Tolkien. Great stuff. The album's out soon, and Christ knows where is it?
CocoRosieLand.com.
Oh, there you go.
And if ever a band deserved to have their own land, it's them.
Exactly. Right, what we're going
to
play now?
Yes, you would want to. This is a band called Apse.
Yeah.
APSE from their album, I think it's called Climb Up. Mm-hmm. And this is the opening track called Blown Doors. them. That's Apps. You can find them on atpfestival.com.
That's just all tomorrow's parties, I believe.
Yeah, it's ATP/R. That's the record label. Apps. I like that. But the album itself, there's a wonderful EP hiding in the middle of a double LP.
Yeah.
But yeah, when they get it right, they're bloody wonderful like that. But when they get it wrong, they're quite average.
Okay. Right, well, we're going to play something that has a summery feel, because I believe we are entering a more summery phase of the weather. This is an album called Rafter. The band's called Rafter. And the album's called Animal Feelings, and it has a... Well, you open it up inside, you have an elephant with what looks like an eye for a penis. But that shouldn't put you off. It's on Asthmatic Kitty Records, and Asthmatic Kitty is also a good label with good taste.
It's like becoming a very good stamp of approval.
It is, yeah. You can't argue with Asthmatic Kitty. It's like Upset the Rhythm as well. They're another good label.
And this the is Seagulls just, are back. They're after the Wednesday deal.
Flipping... I tell you, I'm worried about them because I think they're going to start breeding on my roof again. And I'm a bit worried, you know, because they're very aggressive birds, Harry.
Yeah, they're trying to get this Wednesday deal, and I'm going to finish it up.
You're having it, lad. And they can leave me tomato plants alone as well. Anyway, enough of tomatoes. We should play a song called Never Gonna Die by Rafter. Hopefully you'll enjoy this. Yeah, the fuckers are on the roof again. I fucking hate them. They've already attacked me once. It's a happy, banal, simple record, but obviously makes you do Muppet impressions to all and sundry. Like, yeah, it's a nice record. It's, the lyrics, as probably evinced by that track, don't really raise any sort of thought-provoking questions. There's a song about fruit, which talks about fruit. A song called Feels Good, which talks about feeling good. A song about paper, which talks about someone writing on paper. So you get the idea that, you know, this isn't something that should be ever taken up as a textbook for any sort of course or anything, but it's a fun, nice record, and it's on Asthmatic Kitty, so that's usually a good seal of quality.
Yeah, another seal of quality is the East Block.
Indeed.
Music.
Oh, yes, what a record label.
An incendiary favourite.
Absolutely.
And as for the lyrics, seems as this is not in English, I have no idea what he's talking about, but I kind of imagine it's about love and whiskey and you really haven't heard anything like this. This is Mark's Guide to Kunst.
Kunst, yeah.
And it's from his album called Utopia. Mm-hmm. And now, your idea of Utopia is not my idea of Utopia, but I guarantee that neither of them are anything like this. So let's go and take a trip to track one.
Track one.
Is Arunda. Just brace yourselves. This is marvellous.
Скоро закончится день. Мы собираемся, кто его знает куда. Ерунда, это все ерунда. Лунная ночь накрывает мои города. Давит устойчивый плюс. Люди тусуются, люди играют в садом. Не пойдем никуда, не пойдем. Дома останемся, весело чаю попьем. Как-то не верится, что все закончится вдруг. Солнце зашло, косяки потянулись на юг. We'll be right back.
that.
That's just ridiculously
good. It's brilliant, isn't
it? It's not fair,
it's
right?
It's just so ridiculously over the top.
Pink Doherty.
It's a Romanian band, and like it's like Romanian gypsy music, and there's a bit of ska whiff in there, but it's like ska's way down the line, and then there's a lot of horns on there, and they get quite mariachi at times. It's a wonderful album, and if that hasn't got you dancing around wherever the hell you are, even if you're on the bus listening to this, that's surely got you moving. We've been leaping around like idiots.
We have been leaping around, and we don't blame the cheese.
Max Skyder Kunst. You'll find them at www.mkunst.ru. They're on East Block. Just go. You need it. You need it in your life.
Indeed. Now then, we're going to move from one part of the world to another, because you can do that, you see, with the wonderful modern technologies that have been forced upon us in the last 10, 15 years. This is Van Dyke Parks presents the SO Trinidad Steel Band. God knows where you're going to find this. This is on Banana Stan Records, and I can't find anything that says where you can find it on the internet. But look out for SO Trinidad Steel Band, and Van Dyke Parks is quite a
song. There won't be more than one of them.
No. And it was originally released in 1971. And there's a plethora of excellent covers on this record, not least this version of the Kinks' Ape Man.
Sophisticated, cause I'm living my life like a good homosapien. But all around me everybody's multiplying, and they're walking around like flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in their cages in the zoo, man. Cause compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape man. I think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized, cause I'm a strict vegetarian. And with the overpopulation and inflation and starvation and the crazy politicians,
I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't wanna die in a nuclear war. I wanna sail away to a distant shore and make like an ape man. I'm an ape man, I'm an ape man, oh I'm an ape man. I'm a King Kong man, I'm a voodoo man, oh I'm an ape man.
Cause compared to the sun that sits in the sky, compared to the clouds as they roll by, compared to the bugs and the spiders and flies, I'm an ape man.
La 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 la.
In man's evolution, he's created the cities and the motor traffic run. But give me half a chance and I'd be taking off my clothes and living in the jungle.
I look out the window but I can't see the sky.
There you go.
Sublime.
Sublime. They also sublime. Cover. It is. I mean, Van Dyke Parks quotes that this is the best band he ever produced. There's another thing about them that they have a wondrous array of covers, including Cecilia. One listen to which will have you convinced that Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel shouldn't have even bothered singing on their own records. They should have just given them over to this band, because they were a hell of a lot better and much more enjoyable than Simon and Garfunkel, that's for sure. What we're going right, to finish side two with?
We're going to finish side two with something that is definitely less enjoyable than Simon and Garfunkel. And I'm basically just doing this to get back at Richard, because he said, I bought this on holiday and you can review it.
I was given it in a pub. Yeah. I just found it in my luggage.
I can imagine what state you were in when they gave him this as well. But it's time to join the Cornish rock revolution. Mm-hmm. This is a band called Tongue and Groove, and it's from an album called Born to Gallivant. And right, just press play and see how far you get with it.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I? Yeah.
Richard, next time you go on holiday, don't buy me anything.
No, I won't. I'm sorry.
They have a song called Pasty Powered.
Which, yes.
It includes the lyric, I met my missus when we were both 16. I got her in the corp with my bread and margarine. On Saturday I do watch the rugby and I've been going for so long the buggers let me in for free. And if anyone wants to ask, I'll tell them straight, I'm pasty powered.
Right, well,
MySpace.com, Tongue and Groove, Cornwall.
We've taken you around
the
world,
don't
haven't you?
Ever let me listen to that again. We'll be back in part three with some proper music.
Jesus.
Ooh, war.
Ooh, right, okay.